From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Senate has confirmed Ben Bernanke by 70-30 for a second four-year term as head of the Federal Reserve. The vote divided both Republicans and Democrats. Bernanke was first appointed by President Bush in 2006. Here's more from NPR's David Wellna.
Having served under both Presidents Bush and Obama, Ben Bernanke had detractors on both sides of the Senate aisle. One of them was North Carolina Republican Jim DeMint.
To confirm Ben Bernanke without knowing what's even going on at the Fed, without hearing them say what really caused the problem we have today, is to condemn us to the same path that brought us to where we are.
The Bernanke vote almost evenly split Senate Republicans. Arizona's John Kyle faulted Bernanke's performance, but he still voted for him.
I'm concerned that any other nominee chosen by President Obama would likely be less independent than Chairman Bernanke and would direct the Federal Reserve's resources to support the administration's policy interests.
48 members of the Democratic caucus voted for Bernanke. A dozen opposed him. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair testifies today about the origins of the Second Iraq War. The U.S. and Britain formed the coalition that invaded Iraq in 2003. Larry Miller reports from London that there are unanswered questions about how decisions were made and whether Blair misled or pressured lawmakers and government officials.
Until now, those testifying to the independent panel have been on the periphery or part of Tony Blair's inner circle. Testimony has been contradictory. The focus has been on issues including claims that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction that could be launched within 45 minutes, whether Blair made a secret deal with President Bush to go to war a year before the invasion, and whether the war was illegal. Blair is expected to staunchly defend his decision to take the UK into the war. He may be asked whether he misled Parliament to get the votes needed to go to war and whether he leaned on the Attorney General to change his mind about the legality of the war. Initially, Blair's 6 hours of testimony was to be held in private, but it's now being televised and carried live on the Internet. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Sleet, snow, and freezing rain have pulled down power lines and tree limbs in Oklahoma. More than 130,000 customers are without power. Andrea Chancellor of the Public Service Company of Oklahoma says repair crews are out, but they face a huge challenge.
In one area of the state, one of our field guys was saying it was downed power lines for as far as you could see across the horizon.
The storm is heading to the Texas Panhandle, and forecasters say the southeast will get snow, rain, and ice over the weekend. Stocks have been down across Asia today on some disappointing earnings reports. This is NPR News. Some Amtrak riders are giving thumbs up to $8 billion announced for new high-speed rail service. President Obama announced the initiative in Florida. More than 30 states will benefit, including Illinois and Wisconsin. Chuck Quirnbach of Wisconsin Public Radio has a report.
The Obama administration says the $8 billion will go to 13 large-scale high-speed rail corridors in the U.S. or to planning for future passenger rail projects. About 10% of the funds will go to improve rail service between Chicago and Milwaukee and to start high-speed service between Milwaukee and Madison. Amtrak writer Nan Kim says the spending seems like a good idea.
Even though it would be a tax burden, it's an investment really for the future and for integrating the different areas, so I think it would be money well spent if it's spent intelligently.
Some of the other big winners in the spending for high-speed rail include the states of Illinois, Florida, and California. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.
President Obama is reaching out to Republicans again. He is scheduled to meet with members of the House GOP caucus at a GOP retreat in Baltimore today. He called for a change in tone during his State of the Union address, and White House aides say he will repeat that call. House Minority Leader John Boehner says he hopes the president and Republicans can come up with some areas of agreement. Republicans say their ideas on overhauling health care and confronting economic problems have been given short shrift. The president will also make a new pitch today for a small business tax credit to encourage job creation, the main focus of his State of the Union address. Congress cold-shouldered an earlier proposal. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.